Welcome back to the Back in Time podcast, and for the last time in 2018, I've got my partner in crime on the line, JD. JD, what's happening today?
Holly jolly and ready to kill this year out.
All right, man, I can't believe we're saying this already. It's 2019.
Ugh, I just remember, like, we literally just did the end of the year episode for 2017.
Gosh, yeah, it feels like forever ago. Wow. But the year, I mean, all these episodes kind of jumbled together. We're going to get into it as we kind of go along. But thank you guys for being with us here. I don't think we missed a week this year, JD. I think we went 52 weeks strong.
It's been a long, long year. Lots of love.
Lots of love to our listeners. And we definitely want to thank you guys for hitting the download button. Past 25,000 downloads this year. We've put out pretty much two episodes almost every single week, with the exception of, I think, 1 or 2 weeks. We only put out one. But, you know, we did our best to bring you guys some content, and hopefully you guys enjoyed it. And if you did enjoy it, make sure you go over to our iTunes, Apple Podcast account, drop us a 5-star review. Make sure you follow us. We're on social media at Back in Time Pod, as usual. JD, anything you want to say to the listeners before we jump into our end of the year review?
No, just follow us on Twitter, Unjust Justin. Why am I only now just getting followers? Like, almost 2 years in the running now. Come on, folks. I burp, you listen.
He does burp a lot. He does burp a lot. Hey, did we ever talk about one of your followers that you got was semi-famous? Should we mention that?
What are we getting at?
You may or may not have had a former WCW, WWF wrestler follow you.
You're talking about Dr. Sean Stasiak?
Yeah.
We talked about it in a previous episode, yeah.
Did we? Okay.
That did come up. We did. That did come up, yes.
I feel like that's got to be the follow of the year for you, right?
Follow of a lifetime.
Maybe he listens to the show. If it is, shout out to Dr. Sean Stasiak, who's
doing work on people. One, we do the episode where we do Ready to Rumble. Let's bring him on.
Except he might be a little pissed he wasn't cast in the movie. Maybe we could probably get David Arquette. I mean, fuck, he's not busy.
Yeah, but, you know, buy him a chicken dinner.
Take you to KFC and then never call you back.
Hey-o.
Well, hey, let's jump into this thing, man. So I want to start by just kind of maybe doing like a top two, or let's do top three episodes of the year. Some of your favorites, we'll reminisce, and then we'll give some shout outs, and we'll wrap it for 2018. Well, actually, if you're listening to this, it's New Year's Day, so it's 2019. So don't know what I'm talking about. But JD, what were your top three episodes of the year? What do you got on your list?
I'm going to just knock it out right out of the park and say I love the way that we started this year, this season, whatever you want to call it, with Speed.
Okay.
I loved discussing Speed. I loved rewatching that movie. It was fan-effing-tastic. Everything about that movie just sort of fits into like our modern movie culture, and Keanu Reeves is so delightful. He's literally the leaf of tea in our cup of water.
Okay. So you go Speed, all right. Let me jump in while you think of a second. I'm going to go our episode with Kasene Gaines, really our first ever interview, where we got to discuss his book, Where We're Going, We Don't Need Roads. That was one of my favorite episodes.
Well, third favorite.
Okay. I mean, one of them, top three. I mean, the whole Back to the Future week was awesome. I'll just say that.
Great.
I love that. What else you got?
I'm going to go ahead and bat you back and go right with Ghostbusters. I can't believe we finally did Ghostbusters, and I love discussing this film. I'm so excited to do the sequel. It's our first Rick Moranis movie. Bill Murray, his hair, Dan Aykroyd, Harold Ramis. This is the epitome. This is why we do a podcast.
Yep.
To discuss Ghostbusters. Loved it.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to take that one off my list, because that was initially on there. but I don't want to have doubles. So I'm going to go Lost Boys. I loved Lost Boys week. Great episode. We got the two Coreys. We've got Kiefer Sutherland rocking his like bleach blonde spike afro. I mean, just so cool. The soundtrack's amazing. That was a great episode.
No complaints. Yeah, I loved it. I loved everything from the music to the acting to the location to the actual filmography of this movie. It was fantastic.
All right, one more. What else you got?
I am going to end this year on a high note, say our Home Alone episode. We finally got to do Home Alone.
Yeah.
It's just, how is this? It took us way too long. Like, we could have done Home Alone for episode one, right?
Yeah, we could have. We easily could have done Home Alone right off the bat. That's a good point. That's a great episode. We had a great guest. Your buddy Warren came on, gave his insight. That was fun to, you know, have a third person to kind of go back and forth with. Great episode. And then, you know, my last one, and I got to thank you for this, and I believe audience as well, this might have been a poll topic, but you guys introduced me to Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. Kid me? That's like one of my favorite movies now.
Took you so long.
It took me so long to get there, but I'm so happy that it happened at age 33. Like, I hope that there's more movies out there that I just fall in love with that are classics. Like that.
So, good question. This happened before with the Super Mario Brothers.
Yeah. Well, it hold on. Super Mario Brothers, I hate it. And then you turned me.
I'm saying, like, I said, Kyle, watch Mario the movie.
Yeah.
I said, Kyle, let's watch Planes, Trains, and Automobile. Will you ever doubt me again? Like, when I say, Kyle, we need to watch a movie. Will you doubt?
Here's why I'm going to doubt you.
Oh, damn it.
And I think I have a pretty good reason. Number one, you made me sit through one of the worst movies I think we've ever reviewed on here. And that's going to be Judge Dredd. Now, that was last year. But you pushed Judge Dredd on me. I didn't want to see it. But you were all for it. And Judge Dredd did not end up well. I think the audience, well, we kind of decided to do Hulk Hogan week. That didn't turn out great either, but Suburban Commando, one of the trickiest movies I think we've ever reviewed because the trailer is so different from the movie. It's just like you expect one thing, but you got something totally different. Were there any other stinkers in there that we did that stand out to you? Like where you're like, oh, God, this was brutal.
Those were the big two, and I was hoping you would not bring up either.
Yeah, that was not good. Right, well, let's give some shout-outs, man. I'm going to go down a list, and we'll kind of start with the first one of the year, and then I'll just kind of go from there, and then you can kind of add in, JD, thank you, or maybe a thought from the movie, something that you enjoyed about our time with that guest. So we kind of started off with a family member of yours. We had Jesse early on in the year who helped us review Kingpin way back in I believe this was, so Kingpin came out in April, so it was early in the year. He wasn't our first guest of the year, but he was a reoccurring guest. Anything you'd like to say to Jesse?
Thank you for coming out to this episode. It's such a fantastic movie. Woody Harrelson, Bill Murray. This, I grew up as a husky child that had no athletic ability outside of the bowling alley.
Bowling alley.
You laugh, but you're the same, Kyle.
Yeah, okay.
But I don't see you on any gymnastics court.
No, balance definitely beam, not.
I don't think so. This is your church, the same as us. And so props to Jesse for joining us in this underrated comedy movie that is just, if you have not listened to the episode, listen. If you've not watched the movie.
All right. Yeah. Shout out to Jesse. Second shout out is going to go to Andy and Dave over at Black Cat Shadow. We actually did two different crossover episodes this year where we covered the original and then would do the sequel on their podcast. So we did Nightmare on Elm Street. That was our first Guest of the Year episode. That was all the way back in February. And then we had them on again, and we did Candyman 1 and Candyman 2, and that was later in the year. I believe that was October. We did that crossover. But yeah, thank you for you guys coming on the show. You can follow them, Black Cat Shadow, iTunes, all those different places. We'll get to Dave in a minute because he's a separate guest. But yeah, JD, anything you want to add in there for the Black Cat Shadow episodes?
Love Black Cat. Like, anytime you guys like join us nonstop, we need to have like a run of just straight horror movies to like, yeah, love it.
Okay. All right. Next on the list will be Brian, who is from the Terrible Terror podcast. And he came on and we did one of your favorite movies, JD, Sleepaway Camp. What do you remember about that Sleepaway Camp episode?
Shit, that was in 2018 calendar year, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that was a great episode. I think we had a lot of great response, fantastic people being introduced or reintroduced to this film, and our guest did a phenomenal job of just knocking it out of the park about the nuances of it. Seriously, watch this movie. Archives. Listen to our episode, Archive.
Yeah, there's a great story in there about JD going a little one-on-one with the director at a convention. You do not want to miss that episode. Go into the archives, check it out. Great episode. That was all the way back in May, by the way, that we did Sleepaway Camp, so that one's been a while. And again, Brian's over at Terrible Terror Podcast. He does an awesome job. We were on there for his Halloween extravaganza month, and we did a Nicolas Cage movie. It's a brutal movie to sit through. We did Ghost Rider, Spirit of Vengeance, but it was a fun episode. We had a great time being on his show, and of course, we want to do more stuff with Brian. Casey and Gaines, we've already talked about. That was our Back to the Future episode. We definitely want to have Casey back on. In fact, I was hoping to get him on before the year is over, and I crossed fingers. Maybe that'll still happen in the next week, and we can get him on to talk about A Christmas Story, because that's another book that he wrote. But yeah, enjoyed Casey and Gaines. JD, is anything memorable from the Casey and Gaines episode?
I loved his just deep dive into the film series, which he provided a lot of just intelligence and background that I think that we're trying to give to you, audience. And
definitely
having him on the show just only added to our... He was the butter to our bread. So thank you to him.
Thank you for buttering our bread. Yes, I'm also. Thank you for buttering our sourdough, freshly baked bread. Next up on the list, I'm going to go Carlos from the Be Kind Rewind podcast. We had him on to do Adventures in Babysitting. I thought that was a really fun episode. JD, anything memorable from the Adventures in Babysitting episode we did?
Oh my gosh, I forgot that we did that episode. No, Carlos was fantastic in this episode. It was such a surreal one to do, and it's just such Thor. We got Vincent de Fernario.
That was good.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, the last name dragging on just cracked me up. Yeah. So Adventures in Babysitting was an episode I think we put out at the end of August. And I think it went really well. So thanks to Carlos. These two are pretty recent. We had Pat from the Paranormal Pativity podcast. He came on and we did some Yo Adrian, and we got into Rocky, the original 40 years before Creed 2 came out. And that's in our archives just from, you know, less than a month ago. JD, anything memorable from our Rocky episode with Pat?
I can't believe it took us so long to get into doing Rocky. And this episode, from Flying Candy to Big Worms and having Pat on there to just do it with us. Yeah. we have a long string of upcoming episodes of Rocky 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, 2. It's a fantastic franchise, and big props and thanks to Pat for joining us. And, you know, it just, I love Rocky. I love Sylvester. I love boxing, and so do you. And this
yeah.
is, I think this is like a fantastic way of just sort of sashaying us into the sports world as we did earlier with Blue Chips. But no, now we have a franchise on our lips. So here we go.
And this one, I think I'll introduce this way. This motherfucker brought the energy when we did Scrooge, and it's Ben from the Angry Dad podcast. I had a great time talking to him. Talk about straight shooter, high energy guy. Definitely loved the movie. Like he was prepared. He told me he watched Scrooge like 3 times, which is 2 more times than I watched it and 3 more times than JD watched it in preparation. That was such a fun episode to have him on. I definitely want to get Ben back on in 2019 for more episodes. JD, what did you think of that episode?
Dude, first of all, I watched Scrooge twice, you okay. son of a bitch. So I'm going to echo Ben right now and say, fuck you, you motherfucker, fuck you, and fuck you hard.
Okay.
having him on the episode, it was just, he was the perfect guest for this episode because it's such a surreal and such a serendipitous, just everything about Scrooge is downright dirty and fantastic and, oh, just dying in a freaking sewer by freezing.
Yeah.
And then we have Ben.
Yeah, that was a fun episode.
I loved it. I loved it. He was a perfect guest.
Check out his podcast, Angry Dad Podcast. It's everywhere. He'll tell you. Just listen to the show. He puts out quick episodes, too. He does a good job. I think they're normally like 10 minutes, like motivational stuff. So if you need to get yourself in shape, go ahead and tune in to the motherfucking Angry Dad podcast and let him drop some knowledge on your ass. Now, the 2 more shout-outs. One was a solo interview that I did about 4 weeks ago. So right at the beginning of December, I had Kat Jamie on from a documentary called Finding Big Country. She was awesome. I was really thankful she gave me some of her time. Big Country Bryant Reeves was a basketball player that I grew up on, that we shared the same nickname. That was also my nickname in high school, Big Country. That was a fun episode for me to just talk some Vancouver Grizzlies basketball and have somebody kind of talk about Big Country Bryant Reeves, who I had not thought about in 17 years since he left the league. So that was a fun episode. And then last shout out, I thought I'd save this guy for last just because he's our most reoccurring guest that we had, and that's Dave from Dave's Pop Culture Podcast. He was actually on the show 5 times this year, 2 times with Black Cat Shadow, and then he did episode with me. We did Sandlot, and then he was on with us for D2. He was also on with us for Halloween 2. JD, anything memorable from those episodes? And our most reoccurring guest.
I'm going to leave this to you. Like, lead it in. You tell us, Kyle. You give the tip the hat to him because this is obviously our most visited guest.
Well, out of the three, I'm going to go with D2 was my favorite episode that we did with him. I love Mighty Ducks. I love hearing you rip on Charlie. I thought he was a good filter to have somebody that loves D2, and then to have you rip on Charlie. I think he actually likes Charlie a lot. So it was a cool back and forth that we had. How about you? Did any standouts between the ones that he did?
No, I think that was a great episode. I love doing D2. Obviously, I hate Charlie.
Yeah.
And I don't think that there's anybody that would disagree with me. Obviously, Dave, maybe a little. But, dude, Charlie sucks.
Yeah, he does kind of suck. No, you're changing my mind again. I like Charlie. I like Charlie Conway.
You don't like Charlie Conway. Nobody likes. Maybe Emilio.
You're right. Fuck Charlie. No, you did it again. Son of a bitch. yeah, again, shout out to Dave. Check out his podcast. I've been a guest on there. JD's been a guest on there. We do a lot of cross promoting, and we'll continue to do more cross promoting. And we appreciate him always helping us plug the podcast and coming on whenever we throw up the bat signal and need a guest. He's usually there to help out. Now, JD, before we wrap this thing up, I thought it'd be cool to do one little thing. And I haven't talked about you. I'm throwing this on you last minute. I want us to give two movies that we're going to for sure do in 2019, but separately. So we'll have four that we're going to 100% cover. So your top two dream list for 2019. I will start us off since I sprung this on you.
Okay.
I'm going to go basketball. Top of my list. I think we'll have a ton of fun with basketball. What do you think about that, bitch?
No, I love basketball. I think it's a fantastic movie. I'm totes good with that. Let's do okay. It.
So we got one on the list. What do you got?
Demolition.
Yes. We didn't have enough with Judge Dredd. Now you want Demolition Man. Okay. Why do you want Demolition Man? Sell me on it.
Stallone. We got Wesley Snipes. Okay. Rob Schneider. Sandra Bullock. Come on.
Oh, God. Is Schneider back for this one, too?
Dennis Leary's in this movie. Okay. Jack Black is in this movie.
Okay. Now I'm in. Now I'm in with Jack Black. I you had me at Leary. I was on the fence. I love Dennis Leary. Jack Black put it over the top.
It's happening.
Okay. Can you turn me again?
Yes. Yeah. You will walk away from the movie and think, wow.
Okay. And then this actually I'm going to put above basketball. This has to be done this year. It's been way too long. This probably could have been our first or second episode if we wanted to. I'm going with, hey, you guys, we're doing Goonies. Put it on the list.
Why has it been so long? Like, why have we not done Goonies yet?
I don't know. I mean, honestly, like I wear Goonies shirts. I have a Goonies sweatshirt. I've watched that movie as much or more than any other movie in my entire collection. In fact, I actually have two different DVDs because one of them's completely worn out. I don't know. I guess I've just been trying to save it, but it's time to bust it out. So it sounds like you're in agreement with Goon. You're in for that one?
Done. Done deal.
Okay. What's your last one? Let's round out our top four.
I mean, we've done so many of my favorite movies. We've done The Burbs. We've done Lost Boys, Home Alone. Can we do Just Friends? I'm going to say it. Let's do Just Friends.
Okay. Is it because we're just friends?
We're more than friends. We're...
Ew.
Well.
There's a compadon. All right. I like that. Okay. Let's just call this January. You good with that? I feel like I don't want to wait. I don't want to wait for our lives to be over.
That was awful.
You were awful. I was perfect.
I mean, I'm a soprano. You're a...
Don't say it. Easy.
Oh.
Should I get my money back? Is that what you wanted to say?
No, I was going to say you're a tenor.
Okay, all right. You're going to give me a compliment. I thought you were giving me a backhand.
Well, and just you don't have the testicular fortitude to sing the bass line of that song.
You're probably right, but I like that you went with a Mick Foley quote there, testicular fortitude.
It happens.
Can I also add that I'd like to do some wrestling this year? Even like
with,
just a,
wait,
like,
I'm sorry, with me or
yeah, you know, like an episode movies. like 1998 WrestleMania. Like I'd like to pick a show.
So much less homo. I think you need to rephrase the way that you said that.
Nope, not doing that.
Okay, well then.
All right, awesome. So we've got our January set up. It's going to be basketball, Goonies, Demolition Man, and Just Friends in no particular order. We'll kind of figure it out and see which ones are available and which ones we're going to have to get on DVD and all that stuff. But that's our January coming down the pipeline. Thank you guys so much for joining us in 2018. We are looking forward to a really fun 2019. Lots of stuff on the docket. New ideas are brewing. And as always, you can subscribe to our podcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, CastBox, YouTube. Everything online is at Back in Time Pod. JD is Unjust Justin. I am KAutry29. Give us a follow. Give JD a heart on one of his burps. Don't leave him hanging. And we will talk to you guys next week with a brand new episode. See you then. Later.
Burp.